The plan creates a new debt-free Detroit district. It will focus on educating the district's 46,000 students while the old district pays down the old debt. The bill signed by the governor also returned control of the district to a locally elected school board following 7 years of state control.
So I think we're on a positive path, and I look forward to hopefully watching that process happen.
Critics say the Republican plan isn't up to the task and only delays the need for another rescue package or the collapse of the district. The bills were adopted by the legislature with no support from Democrats, Detroit lawmakers, or the city's mayor. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.